Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and thank you, and welcome to Shotspire Talk Show with your girl, Shia Lakemia. We've got an awesome show for you today. I know you heard about the mega casting call and Newport News going down on February 28th. We got the whole scoop right here for you. But first, let's check out this song from the Empress Sharae, Feeling Myself, the remix. That was a great new song from the Empress Sharae. That's going to be a classic, definitely. Now, let's give you all the scoop on the mega casting. The mega casting, as I said before, is in Newport News, Virginia. Four opportunities, one place. We have four trend-setting, four powerful brands that's going to be at the mega casting, all casting for different things. First, we have Brilliantly Beautiful Women that are casting. We have Yazzie Nicole Talent Management, and we have VA Models, and of course, we have Queen of the Curves also. Four powerful brands that teamed up to do a mega casting. We would like to, right now, we would like to highlight our sponsors. Our first sponsor is our Pampered Chef sponsor, and that is Jess Smith. And her information will be on all our social media sites throughout the show. And then our next one is our Tracy Lynn one, and that's Ms. Dion Thompson. And her information is also going to be on all our social media sites, and it's in the event. We're on Eventbrite and we're on Facebook. The next one we have is Angelica with It Works, and her information is going to be on the site also. We do have our special guest tonight. Our first special guest from VA Models is Miss Tammy Pinkston, and she is waiting right here with us, but we're going to go to a quick music break.
Dollar sign, dollar.
Let a nigga try me, try me. I'ma get his whole motherfucking family. And I ain't playing with nobody. Fuck around and I'ma catch a body. Let a nigga try me, try me. I'ma get his whole motherfucking family. And I ain't playing with nobody. Fuck around and I'ma catch a body. Ayy, oh. Tommy's making choppers, bring that bitch up out him. Shoes cost a fortune, so watch where you walking. Why she be getting fly, bitch, I do this often. We be cutting up in traffic, bro, be off and dolphin. Leave them niggas swimming, have your funeral in that ocean. They say they's got the juice, yeah, I got that potion. Whoa. And I keep that nine on me, so play crazy, it's fine with me. Chopper free, I got get her on me. My song. I was just like free Remy, all these bitches throwing shots. Come get you some free Henny, ayy. Where she find that? She ain't signed yet. She ain't competing with these hoes, it ain't no contest.
Try me. Homies on them like a paparazzi. Skirt off in a Maserati. Fuck your bitch and make her call me Poppy. She give me toppy, super sloppy. Fuck around and do the whole posse. I'm smoking OG and sipping Rossi. Penthouse sweet, something real bossy. Low feezy, got the faux feezy. And we going hard cause it ain't easy. In the club yelling, fuck you. And hell no, it ain't never bold. 20 bottles.
What?
We pour it up,
what
inside
happened?
Our Rihanna. Them niggas looking, they know
what
to find us.
That's
the top, bitch, like the topic.
Let a nigga try me. I'ma get his whole motherfucking family. And I ain't playing with nobody. Fuck around and I'ma catch a homie. Let a nigga try me. I'ma get his whole motherfucking family. And I ain't playing with nobody. Fuck around and I'ma.
Sorry for the delay, everybody. You're tuned in to Shots Fire Talk Show with your girl, Shalakimia, and we have our special guest, Tammy Pinkston of VA Models. And hi, Tammy. Welcome.
Hello.
Tammy, are you with us? Hey, welcome to the show.
Hi, everybody.
So,
can you hear
Tammy,
me?
Yep, I can hear you. I can hear you good.
Okay.
Tell us a little bit about the background about VA Models.
I started VA Models about a year ago. We have been traveling all around the country, doing fashion shows, events, promotional modeling, brand modeling. We have some great models. We have Tori and Angelique, Jasmine. They're all going to be hitting the runway in New York City this weekend for NBA All-Star Weekend and New York Fashion Week, Mercedes-Benz Fashion Week. We're going to be there. So you guys can check us out there. Shout us out if you're going to be there.
That's awesome. How did VA Models come about for you? Like, what was your vision? What made you? What was your drive to do this?
I have been a photographer for a long time. And when I was working for a company that went out of business, I needed to do something with my photography skills. So I got into freelance photography. And working with models, doing freelance photography, I soon realized that there was not a place for the models here in Virginia, not a good place anyways. There were several modeling companies here, but they were not what the models were looking for. So I created VA Models, and we have been going strong ever since.
Wow, that's awesome. I've told everybody a little bit about the mega casting that we're having and that you're a part of the mega casting. So can you tell our listeners what you're looking for, what you're casting for at this event?
Absolutely. I'm going to be casting for radio personalities. I have a radio station. It's called Royal Radio. We currently have 3 shows on our radio station. We'll be introducing a 4th show sometime in late March, a gospel show. So I'm actually casting for radio show personalities. So we're looking to bring in a new show sometime in the beginning of the summer, midsummer. So we're definitely looking to radio show personalities. I'm going to be casting for models from our magazine. We're doing a big model edition of our magazine. The magazine is called Words of Wisdom Magazine. And I'm definitely looking for models to participate in that photo shoot in that magazine issue. Most importantly, I'm hiring for several shows for VA models. We have our Summer Sizzler Fashion Show coming in August. I am looking for models for that. These are all paid positions. I am also hiring models for a Designer of the Year competition that we're having in November. We also produce shows for other people, so I have at least six other shows that I'm going to be casting for that will be paid for models as well that we'll be producing for other people.
Oh, okay. That's awesome. So I know that you have the Summer Sizzler Fashion Show coming up. And then you have the Model Boot Camp also. So can you give
a little insight?
Yep, just give a little insight so people, know what's coming up for VA models and how they can participate.
Okay, the Model Boot Camp is going to be our first year doing it, and I'm really excited about it. We have some great teachers for the boot camp. The boot camp is going to kind of be a place where models can learn pretty much everything they need to know about the industry in a week. They check in on Sunday, and on Monday we start a class. We'll do a skincare class. We're going to do a makeup class. They're going to go to a photo shoot, and then they're going to take a couple more classes. They're going to learn PR. They're going to learn modeling from the photographer's point of view. They're going to learn the runway lifestyle class given by Miss Adrienne from New York. She does castings for New York Fashion Week. Unique blend models. So she is someone you can get a wealth of knowledge from. So you're going to leave that workshop with so much knowledge and a portfolio. So you can literally start your modeling career from taking that model boot camp. And it's not $1,000. It's $650 for the model boot camp. If you register early, it's $500. That includes your room and board. It includes your portfolio and includes your classes. And like I said, we also have a PR class that's going to be taught by Kim Swain. She has a wonderful show, internet show. She's going to teach you PR and how to network, how to do interviews. So it's going to be, you're going to get a lot of information. It's going to be a great boot camp. It's definitely going to be worth the $500 if you register before July 1st.
Oh, awesome. You said it's $650?
Yes, it's $650 if you register after July 1st. If you register before July 1st, it's only $500. And like I said, you're going to come out that boot camp with a portfolio.
Oh, okay.
And we are welcoming models from all over because you can stay. Like, we're going to rent a beach house. You're going to be staying in the beach house with us. So we're welcoming models from all over the world.
Oh, okay. That's awesome. I hope all the models are listening. I hope they're hyped because I'm hyped and I'm not even going to the boot camp. It just sounds so awesome. And this is something that's needed. With my experience, in mostly the plus size industry, I think that all size models, but in the plus size industry, that's kind of something that was lacking for a while. The education. Like people were kind of just jumping out there and they weren't educated, on the industry. And I think that's so, so important because how would models know how to attend the model call? You understand what I'm saying? How would they know how to, prepare for a fashion show?
These are all things that we're definitely going to cover in the workshop. That's one of the things. I'm just excited that I'm able to bring jobs to my community. I'm excited that I'm able to educate my community. I'm able to, guide young women, in my community to help them, create better lives for themselves. So I'm just happy that I'm able to be a positive force in my community. I'm definitely looking for models who respect themselves, respect others, integrity. These are important things that I look for when I hire models. We're definitely trying to make it a movement here in Virginia. We're trying to bring, big shows here to Virginia. We don't have a big fashion industry in Virginia. We do a lot of traveling. But we're really excited, you know, this about the NBA All-Star show we were doing this weekend. We have so much going on. We have a really busy schedule. So you guys should definitely check out our website, check out our Facebook page, follow the models on Instagram, follow VA models on Instagram. And we're also on Snapchat. You're going to be able to get an inside view of the show backstage. If you follow us on Snapchat, we're going to be sneaking in video back there, so you guys get to see what actually goes on backstage at these fashion shows. You get to see what goes on after parties and stuff like that. We will be hitting up the Stevie Boy after party. So definitely follow us on Snapchat, take a look at the videos, and see what you guys are missing.
Wow, that's awesome. I wanted to kind of touch on as far as models. Like when you're scouting models or you're doing a casting, what are some of the things that you look for?
First of all, I definitely look for height, because height is definitely very important. As a model, you have to be versatile. Even though you may want to be a print model or you may want to be a promotional model, you still have to get your start on runway. And you get your start on runway because that's where the networking takes place. And you cannot be successful without networking. Networking is so important. So I'm definitely looking for models who are at least 5'7" or taller. I'm looking for models who are, you know, your body shape doesn't matter, plus size, straight models, it doesn't matter. But most importantly, like I was saying earlier, we are looking for models who have respect for themselves, who respect others, that work with integrity. You know what I'm saying? These are things that are important because I spend quality time with each model before we sign them on a contract. And I get to know that model before we bring them on our team. So their personal characteristics are very important. Also, you have to understand that, you know, as a model, you have to be able to network. You have to be able to interview. You have to be able to interact with people. And, you know, these are characteristics that I look for in a model because I'm looking for career models, career-oriented models. I'm looking for serious models. I'm looking for high-fashion models. So your characteristics, your personality is all important things. I'm looking for, you know, like I said, tall models. Your size doesn't really matter. Just someone who is serious about their career, who's going to make the commitment because it is a very big commitment. We're going to ask a lot of you. We're going to ask you to travel. We're going to ask you to spend time at photo shoots, lots of time at photo shoots. You're going to be there all day. So it's a big commitment. So we're looking for people who are able to make that commitment to make sure they have a successful career.
Absolutely. I think that, you know, some people don't realize the commitment. You know, they think it's like, oh, I'm going to be a model, I'm going to take pictures. And I've had to tell girls in the past, it's so much more than that. You know, it's so much preparation.
Yes.
You have to be prepared. You know, it's not about putting on some clothes and taking some pictures. You know.
Yeah, and that's the importance of the boot camp, because the boot camp's going to teach them how to eat properly, how to take care of their skin, because, you know, you have to realize you're getting lots and lots of makeup on. You're standing in extreme heat, extreme weather, you know what I'm saying? So your skin is affected. So you have to be able to take care of your skin. You have to know what kind of skin, what's your skin type, dry, oily, combination skin. So you're buying products that may not even be working for your skin type. So, you know what I'm saying, it's important that, you know what I'm saying, you know what you're supposed to be eating. You know what your targeted weight is. You know what I'm saying, you understand the industry. I mean, I've come across models who have claimed to be models for years and don't even know what the word couture means. How can you be a model and you don't know couture? Also, I've come across models who don't know their industry. Like, I've come across models all the time in Virginia who can't name five designers in Virginia. So, you know, so you have to know your industry. You have to take it seriously. These are important things. Like, when you walk into a networking event, you should know who the first person you should go to, who's the most important person in the room. How do you know these things if you don't even know the people in your own industry?
Right. Absolutely. I do want to – hold on 1 second. I want to – there's a call in the queue. I want to – take this call real quick, Tammy. 757-303.
Okay,
hello, 757-303. Hello. Oh, okay. Did you have a question?
No, I didn't mean for it to cue me in. I just had it sitting there so that I could listen.
Okay. I just want to make sure you didn't have a question about the casting call.
Oh, no, not so far.
Okay, thank you.
Hello.
So what I wanted to, you know, after you saying, you know, your requirements, I wanted to ask you a question. I don't know if you heard about the recent plus size model, Tess. Her original name is Tess Monster. She's the plus size woman that just got signed, the first plus size woman of her size. I think she's a size 22, if I'm not mistaken. Have you heard about that?
I did. Yes, I did read about that.
Do you?
I'm really excited.
Yeah, I'm excited for her also. I just want to get your point of view. Do you think that changes things as far as height and being a model?
It does not. It doesn't, because you have to think about the industry. There's a market for everything in the industry. There, you know, because a lot of designers are ready to wear designers, and they're targeting all types of women, all shapes and sizes. But, you know what I'm saying, you do have these couture designers who are designing for celebrities, who are designing for a certain type of woman. And when you're thinking about those type of designers, you know what I'm saying, they're looking for that size 0 to 4, and that's not going to change because of the cost of materials, you know what I'm saying, the presentation that they go through. Couture designers, they sell their clothes right off the model's back. There is very, very rarely you're going to find a couture designer that is going to be in the plus-size industry. But, you know what I'm saying, I feel like, you know, one plus-size model is not going to make enough noise to really open that door. We really got to, you know what I'm saying, we got to push it down a little bit more. We still have a lot of work to do. But I do see how the industry is changing towards plus-size models, and that is thanks to these small industries like Full Figure Fashion Week, Unique Blend, Curves, all these different shows, these different fashion shows and companies that are set up just for plus-size models, all these magazines that are set up for plus-size models. They have paved the way for her, and they have opened doors for other plus-size models, which I'm really excited about that, because if you take just – it's my personal experience. My two plus size models get booked a lot more than some of my straight models.
Oh, wow.
So it's definitely a place in the industry for plus size models. It's just, it's the same drive. You still have to be sure. You still have to be healthy, which is the most important thing, is being healthy. You still need to be, you know, I still recommend you be toned. You know what I'm saying? I still recommend that you know how to walk runway, you know how to walk, you know how to pose. You know what I'm saying? These things are important over your weight. You know what I'm saying? No one's going to deny you a job if you have the skills it takes to perform that job duty.
Right. I felt like, you know, when I heard about it, I was definitely happy for her. You know, I think that it brings like a new trend. Because a lot of women that are plus size, they're skeptical about their height. So that's what I'm saying. Does this open like a whole new door for short models?
I don't think you're gonna open too many doors when it comes to short models, because you know what I'm saying, once again you're thinking about, you know, you're thinking about the designers, and that's where the change has to happen. That change has to happen with the designers, not so much as the models, because the models are modeling clothes from the designers. So like I said, the change needs to come from the designers, not so much as the models. I think once we get a few more plus-size supermodels, then designers will start changing things. But I do, you know, like I said, I am very excited for her. I'm very happy for her, you know what I'm saying? And I hope to see, you know, more plus-size supermodels, because they're definitely out there. You know, I think America's Next Top Model, when Takara came on there, that was one of the first steps towards this happening. Mm-hmm. And I think now, you know what I'm saying, we will see, you know what I'm saying, this more happening more often in the near future. It won't be another 10 to 20 years before you see another plus-size supermodel.
Right. I really feel like we need, and this is just my opinion, more real-size models. Because when I look in magazines, you know, catalogs. And I know other plus-size women can agree with me that, you know, when you see a size 12 in something and you're not a size 12, how do you really know how that's going to look on you? You know what
yeah,
I mean? I think
I definitely
they should
agree.
Kind of spread it out.
The image of women in general needs work. You know what I'm saying? In any every industry, when it comes to music, when it comes to fashion, you know what I'm saying? The image that are put out there by men of how women are and supposed to be and supposed to look, it's all screwed. You know what I'm saying? No woman, you know what I'm saying, is that perfect. You know what I'm saying? And these magazines and these TV shows, they're trying to create the perfect woman. Or, you know what I'm saying, you see some TV shows that are just destroying the images of women, completely destroying it.
Mm-hmm.
There, you know, at some point, I hope we can, you know, reach a happy medium for women. But as far as plus size women go, you know, I do see doors opening for plus size women. It will be, you know, like in the near future, plus size women will have just as many opportunities and chances as straight models. There will be even playing ground. Well, I would say within the next 5 to 10 years, we're definitely going to see that change happening. I'm not sure you're going to see it so much mainstream, but in your local areas, you will see that change taking place. I'm not sure if New York Fashion Week is ready for something like that, even though they do have plus-size models that take part in that event. It's very few. But, you know what I'm saying, like I said, I already see the changing happening in, like I said, in my local communities and some of the fashion shows that I go to. You definitely see doors opening for plus-size models, and I'm definitely all for that. Anything I can do to make sure that, you know, these doors keep opening for plus-size models, I'm on board.
Right. I mean, that's awesome, though. I think that the plus-size industry deserves it. I see so many models going so hard, you know, going so hard underground. And I see so many that, you know, or that deserve to be mainstream because they put in so much hard work. You know, it's like,
I see that a lot here in Virginia, too. You see, you know, when you go to the shows, you know, I've been to lots of shows, you know what I'm saying, and you kind of see the same models over and over again. I think some of what's holding some of the models back is, you know what I'm saying, the travel aspect of things.
Right.
You know, as a model, you got to travel, you got to get out, you got to meet people. So if I could give any advice to any model, plus size, straight model, you've got to travel. You've got to get out of your community. You've got to network.
Yeah.
You've got to get, you know what I'm saying, out of your comfort zone. And believe me, I know how comfortable it is to go to a new city and just introduce and serve yourself. You know what I'm saying? I've done this several times myself. You know, we expanded to Atlanta. So we have models and staff out in Atlanta, Maryland. We're going to be in New York and Florida soon. So, you know, it's hard. It's really hard. But, you know, if you want to move your career forward, it's something you must do. You must travel. You must get out of your city. You must get out of your state. You have to travel. And the next step after that is international.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I really think, and I agree with you, that is a big, big issue. I used to partner with people in Atlanta and do model workshops. And, you know, the girls that came, they didn't have any problem traveling, but, you know, the people that didn't go, they did. And, you know, I always try to tell people, like, you got to get out of where you live. Like, okay, everybody knows you, and this is no shade. Everybody knows you locally. You got to branch out to them other places, you know, branch out to these other fashion weeks and, you know, these fashion shows and, you know, these other events because there's so many everywhere. There's so many plus size events. Like, it's just becoming a trend now that every city has a plus size fashion week. I love it. I love it that every city is doing it. Like, they're just doing their own thing, and I think it's a wonderful, wonderful thing.
It is a wonderful thing, and these ladies are beautiful. They work just as hard as the straight models, and they definitely deserve a place in the industry. So, I'm excited about, you know, the doors that are opening for plus-size models. And, you know, so like I said, if there's anything, you know, anybody out there who's doing shows for plus-size models, anybody out there who need help coordinating shows or putting shows together, let me know. You can reach me by going to my website, www.vamodelpros.com. You can inbox me on Facebook. Let me know. We're definitely willing to be a part of it.
So, I guess my next question is: Do you see VA models having a fashion week in the future? VA models fashion week.
Absolutely.
Do you see that?
Absolutely. We're already planning it. We have lots of things that we have planned for VA models. We definitely would like to do a competition for model competition for models 12 and under. I'm definitely working mm-hmm. on making sure that happens sometime this year. That is very much in the planning stages. I definitely do see a VA models fashion week. And I say that because we do have a Virginia Fashion Week here. But it does not include plus-size models. It rarely includes models of different it's mostly Caucasian models. It's all mm-hmm. models that are size 0 to 4. It's like they just take these models and just make copies of them. There's no versatility in the models. And the quality of the models that we have in Virginia Fashion Week, I would just like to change the way it's done. I'm just gonna say that. I would just like to change the way Virginia Fashion Week is done, or I can't change it. So I need to create my own. So I'm definitely looking forward to a VA Models Fashion Week where we have plus size models. We have, you know what I'm saying, different types of models. We have different types of designers. You know, we have international designers. I want to make sure that, you know what I'm saying, we're able to employ people. We're able to reach people, you know what I'm saying, in different categories. There's a lot, like, in Virginia, like, you know what I'm saying, like I say, we don't have a big fashion industry. We don't have, you know, an industry where, you know, people actually go to fashion shows. It's not something we do really out here unless you're in the industry. So that's one of the first things I would change. How do you get people who don't normally even think about going to a fashion show to come out to a fashion show and enjoy it? So that's kind of where we're at with the Virginia, with the VA Models Fashion Week. But I would say give me another year or so.
Okay. Are you also for your summer Sizzler fashion show? Are you also going to be casting for that at the Mega Casting?
Yep, I'm definitely going to be casting for the Summer Sizzler Fashion Show. I'm going to be casting for Designer of the Year Fashion Show. I'm going to be casting for staff models, you know, models that we have on our staff. I am also going to be casting for Models for a Magazine. I'm going to be casting for radio show personalities. I'm also, if you know any makeup artists, we're definitely always looking for makeup artists, we're looking for stylists, all kinds of anybody in the industry, you know what I'm saying, who is looking to get a break or just to get their work shown. We're definitely come out to the casting, to the mega casting. You know, there's a place for everybody. And like I said, you know, I'm at a point in my career with VA models where we're able to start employing people in our community. So, mm-hmm. and I'm really excited about that. I'm really excited that we're able to bring jobs to our community. We're able to give out scholarships to college kids. We're able to, you know, join in on charities, different charities. I do a lot of work with autism. That is a charity that's really close to my heart. We do a lot of things for cancer survivors and cancer charities. So I'm just happy that, you know what I'm saying, I've been blessed enough to be able to, at a point in my career, where I'm able to give back to my community and the people in it.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. I want to tell you, Tammy, I salute you. I love everything you do. Everything you're doing just sounds so much like Queen of the Curse. Like, we do so much stuff. Not all the stuff y'all do, but we wear so many different hats, you know, and y'all wear so many different hats, too. And I just salute you because I know that it's a lot of work. It's a whole lot of work. But, you know,
yes.
When you love what you do, it's not really work.
Yeah, absolutely.
So,
but, you know what I'm saying, hard work always pays off. And, you know, hard work really does pay off. And, you know what I'm saying, if anybody out there, it doesn't matter what you're doing, you know what I'm saying, if you work hard at it, you know what I'm saying, work hard and pray. That's the best advice I can give to you.
Right. One more time, just let people know how to get in contact with you, because I know there's some people on the line that want to get in contact with you. You got so many awesome things going on.
Absolutely. We are on Facebook. We have the Royal Radio Facebook page. You can reach me on there. You check out some of the great shows that we have on Royal Radio. We have the Words of Wisdom magazine Facebook page. You can definitely check out the magazine on there as well. We have the VA Models Facebook page. You can check us out on there, take a look at the models. You can go to www.vamodelspros.com, vamodelpros.com, and you can check out our website. We have a full resume on our website. You can also go to Facebook and search Model Bootcamp, and you can an event will pull up, and you can go ahead and click on the Eventbrite page and register for the Model Bootcamp there. If you need to get in touch with me personally, I am on Instagram at ms.pinkston. You can hit me up on email, va.models757@gmail.com. And that's pretty much how you can get in touch with me.
Okay. Thank you, Tammy, so much for coming on and sharing all that awesome information with us. And we'll see you at the MegaCasting.
Absolutely. Make sure you guys come dressed in a model file attire. Make sure you come with your comp cards in hand, business cards, or whatever you have.
Absolutely. And dress to impress, because just dress to impress. Okay. Thank you so much, Tammy.
All right, well, thanks for having me.
You're welcome. And thank you for being a part of the MegaCasting. It means a lot to us.
No problem.
Okay,
all right,
have
everybody,
a
have a good night. All right.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
You are tuned into Shots Fired Talk Show with your girl, Shalakimia, and we just got off the phone with Miss Tammy from VA Models, and that was so much awesome information. I just want to salute her again for everything she's doing. I think everything she's doing is so, so great. And, you know, for all that talent out there listening, y'all heard her information. We're also going to share her information on our social media. It's already on Shots Fired Facebook. So you can go on there, and it'll tell you how to get in touch with Miss Tammy. And, you know, so she can help you, you know, get started. Right now, we are definitely our next guest we have. That's also part of the Mega Casting is Miss Tawana Jones from Brilliantly Beautiful Women. But we're going to take a music break before we get to her. And the next song is from Stan and Cannon, Seen It All. And he's a part of Casual Campaign. Here goes.
But of course, champagne for the campaign. That's right. Nigga, a little hearse and all that, been working all week.
Seriously.
No sleep.
No sleep. Let me talk to
him. Shit ain't been the same since high school. I ain't just glad that I graduated. She said, boo, you better go and get a backup plan. Cause you could be the nigga that ain't never make it. It's a risk, but I gotta take it. But fuck that, I can't lose, I already made it. I done seen a lot of things that I never said. But the day is a different day, and I gotta say, gotta plot, gotta plan, gotta see, gotta watch, oh head, gotta block 16. And it's Glock, all I got now is 16 balls and hip hop, hip hop. And as far as it goes, it's headlock. Tell your favorite rapper, I'm coming for his spot. Get got, run up and tell him to switch spots. This my shit, heard the streets talking, they watching. Hit it, hate, let them hate, niggas ain't comments. It ain't bad, niggas hate, they just ain't progress. Hit a race in the base, find who the hottest. If that's your topic, I could be. Only tell them I'm the shit and I got more shit dropping. Send a war, send your horse, send them all to the door. Main cause of divorce, make them fall for the ball. Say you are who you are, make the choice when you're born. Live it up, while your head, they won't care when you're gone. And I don't tug a war, nigga, not no more. Now when days in the streets, niggas just got the pull. I done seen it all since then, nigga, I'm mature. Shit used to make sense back then, not no more. I do it for the were born, sad that they didn't gone. Got an uncle that'll never get to see me make it. He was close to me, I know he watching over me. They said he got sick, I should have seen it when I seen him aging. I know I said you wouldn't see him coming down my eyes, but now we crying tears of joy when we celebrating. Toast it up to the fact I make the best raps. When niggas try to hold me back, I accelerate it. I just hit another level, I just elevated. Now it's going down like an elevator. I got a couple homies I can call my brothers, and through our different travels we got separated. A couple months later I was campaigning, running around the city feeling like the mayor. I don't politic, I don't need favors, like a scholarship talking fee waivers. I've been doing this since a teenager. Got a bougie bitch but she beats basic, and people call me local but it beats nameless. But the plan was to never just to be famous, and people keep telling me to be patient, but tell me what's the fucking point of me waiting. I need a Chris Paul route, I need acres. Got enough friends, I don't need neighbors. Was once considered the bad one. I was mad young, just wanted to have fun. I grew up, I screw up, and ran in a rap. Them other niggas did it too, they wanted the prop. Okay, I see what it is, it's coming at that. All of the real niggas going, I'm one of the last. And you can't blame a nigga for wanting the cash. I find it easier to get by wanting it back. You ain't talking about shit if it don't mean nothing. You ain't seen me coming, you ain't seen nothing. My grandma said if you ain't gonna do nothing, be something, go out there and get all of them things that you be wanting.
What? Is you kidding me right now? I gotta be just like, hold on. We say bug out, Mac. Where Bando at?
Where Bando at?
Hello, I apologize, everyone. This is Shala Kimi. I apologize. Everybody, the queue was just lighting up, and as it was lighting up, the whole thing, it crashed on me. So I apologize, everyone, for that. Again, you're tuned in to Shots Fire Talk Show with your girl, Shala Kimi, and we're covering the mega casting. I was about to go into what Queen of the Curves is casting for while other special guests get prepared. Queen of the Curves is casting for our reality show, a reality show that I wrote, and I'm just casting individuals that you can be a brand, you can be a business, a makeup artist, you can really do anything. You just have to be on your grind, because that's the platform for the show. It's a platform for aspiring individuals on their grind. So that's what I'm casting for. I'll be also there looking for people, aspiring individuals to come on this radio show to get promotion and advertisement for what they're doing. And that's about it, what I'm casting for. Let me go to, again, I apologize for the system. Let me go to a music break right now and while other special guests get prepared. This is the Vixen Game only.
Oh, man. I'm back, man.
Yeah.
Drizzy.
Yeah.
Boom.
Now I'm no Wayne and now I'm no Drake.
Nah.
Let y'all tell it I'm being fake.
Yeah.
You let me tell it I'm on the ground.
Nah.
All I know is get cake.
Yeah.
V's up, my gang straight. Cooking up like my gang bait. I got bars and punches. Nickname nigga upstate.
Yeah.
This Philly bitch.
This Philly bitch.
My name Drizzy bitch.
Drizzy bitch.
The mouth and with his mouth, this nigga get busy. No homo, nigga dick eating, that's homo.
Yeah.
Kissing ass, it's a no no. All that for some promo. I don't play that way, no. On these beats, I spray, yeah. With no gun, but it's still dead, like my heat to spray. On my eat the days, you can get eat the J.
And
if he talking stupid, hot his ass like a Easter egg. Yeah, shout out man to my gang. The revolution is begun, and they can't do a thing. And I'm the voice of that man. V's up, do I freeze up? This is fucking gang.
Oh, man. Now I try to tell motherfuckers, man. Like, get your shit together now. Cause I was coming. Niggas wasn't listening. Then I went and got a gang. And I told them we was coming. They still wasn't listening. Now we here. And they acting like they don't see us.
Nigga, you see us.
We got you though.
Yeah. So.
Boom.
I don't be fucking niggas, never fuck for cash. I'm a stripper though, I be twerking ass. My bank account, look at Hoover Dam. And my pussy waterfall on my man. Freak, had to give him them naked strokes. Always be tripping. I told him I don't love them hoes. Hey Tokyo, hey Tokyo. My swag be what? So baggy. I never been pigeon toed. My shoe game on lavish. Been had them, been got them. You see them, I rock them. You wishing, I'm flaunting. Bitch, king of pressure in my swag. When you come from peso, share the moolah in your bag.
Leukemia, and we're covering the mega casting again. I want to apologize for the interruption, but we have our special guest on the line, Ms. Diane Thomas. Hello, Ms. Thomas, and thank you for tuning in, and thank you for being a guest. Ms. Diane,
hi, how are you? Yes, I am.
Fine, and you?
I'm doing pretty good. Just got over a little cold, but I'm hanging in there.
Oh, so we will. We hope you get better.
Thank you. I really appreciate that.
Tell us, I've already told everybody you're going to be a part of the mega casting, so tell us about your company and what you're casting for.
Well, basically, we're a talent management company, and we're actually looking for aspiring talent. New talent as well, models, actors, comedians, dancers, singers, rappers, anybody with an aspiring talent, we're looking to reach out and, you know, give them an opportunity to move forward in life.
I'm sorry, did you tell them the name of your, for the people that just tuned in, tell them the name of your company, Diane?
Yazzy Nicole Talent Management.
For the people that just tuned in, a couple people just tuned in to us. So I want to ask you, are you looking for certain age ranges? Is there, you know, certain age ranges that you work with and you don't work with?
Right now, we're only working with 18 and older for the simple fact, you know, we get gigs where you have to be able to travel and, you know, so you have to be at least 18 or over.
Okay, you're looking for male and females?
Yes. All genders are welcome.
Okay. So tell me, when you're casting, what are some things that you're looking for? So our listeners know when they attend, you know, what to be prepared for.
Well, we're looking for dedicated people. As long as you're dedicated and you're serious about what it is you want to do, you know, we don't want to waste nobody's time. We don't want anyone to waste our time. So as long as you're really serious about it and you know what it is that you can do and you can do it, then, you know, we really want to work with you. So just really be dedicated. You know, if we give you a gig and we need you to get to it, we just need you to get there and, you know, to be on time.
Absolutely. I know me and you spoke before the show, and you had kind of a list of the different talents that you were looking for.
Right.
Can you name a few?
Of course. We're looking for models, and again, that's male and female, actors, comedians, dancers, singers, rappers, actresses, any aspiring talent that's out there. You know, our company isn't just interested in just any certain talent. We, you know, we explore all different things. So our doors are open to everyone.
Okay. Okay, Ms. Diane, I think that, you know, that does it for us. I think that we know what you're looking for. I do want to ask a question now. With like aspiring actors and actresses, you know, people that have no experience at all, like, what is your angle with them? Will you get them set up in some acting classes, some workshops? What's going to be your avenue with that?
That is definitely something that we strive to get our, you know, new and upcoming actors and actresses hooked up with. Definitely some acting classes. That's a
right.
plus. And, you know, we just try to work with them with what they already know and what they've already experienced. And we just try to help, you know, get them to that A-plus level. You know, we don't want to have anyone think that, you know, the things they've already been through, or if they feel as though that they already, you know, have acting experience, we don't want to take that away from them. We just want to help them understand exactly what it is they're going to be going into and, you know, things like that. So we set them up with classes to help them get a better experience of what to expect when they're put on set, or if, you know, a script is put in front of them.
Absolutely. I hope that everybody is ready for this, because we have like 500 and something RSVPs already. We already have 500 some people registered.
Oh, that is
so
great.
So, you know, I just hope everybody's prepared. I know a lot of people are excited. A lot of people have been reaching out.
Right.
You know, just expressing that, you know, there's not a lot of opportunities in Newport News, in the surrounding area, like Miss Tammy said earlier. And that's another avenue you can network with her, because she's having a boot camp. She's going to be having a model
right.
boot camp.
I actually spoke with her not too long ago, you know, about working together, or, you know, being able to have
network.
Some of my clients attend some of her workshops and things, because I think that's a great avenue right there. So, and
right.
I did hear her on the call earlier as well. So I do tend to reach out to her again before the actual event.
Right, absolutely. Yeah, that would be a good networking tool. Everything that, you know, she explained that's going to be a part of the boot camp, I've never seen anything like it. I'm more involved with the plus size community. I've never seen
right.
nothing like it in the plus size community. Like, everything that she's offering is like, that's exactly, I think, my opinion, and all the models listening, I think that with VA Models Bootcamp, I think that is the perfect place to start. And that is my honest opinion, because you have to be educated. You know, you have to be educated in these industries, you know, with photo shoots and comp cards and how to dress, you know, at a casting call. People, you know, people don't know. You know, they
right.
just know that they want a model.
And
like
no
I
one tells
her,
them either. You know, they just tell them
right.
no, and they turn around and walk away and think that that's it. There's, you know, there's different levels to it. So it's
right.
a really good opportunity.
Yes, I'll definitely be, you know, recommending people to take her boot camp because I think it's going to be, you know, information, like, you know, very informational and so many things, you know, packed into one boot camp. And I hope, and I'm speaking this into existence, that, you know, she can have these boot camps all over. Because it's needed. People need to know the proper way to get into the violent industry. You know.
Man.
Because like you said, it's levels to it out here. It's levels to it, you know. You can't just take a selfie and say you're a model. You can't do it.
Exactly.
But Ms. Diane, please tell people how to contact you on social media and everything that Ms. Diane Thomas talks about right now about her social media sites. They will be posted on our Facebook. She is promoted on our Facebook right now, along with everybody else that is going to be on the show tonight. Everybody's on our page, so you can find them there. But Ms. Diane, go ahead and explain to them where they can find you at.
I can be found on Twitter and Instagram at YN Talent. You can reach out to me directly through an email at dthomas@yazzynicoletm.com. And I do respond to my email daily. So if I do receive an email, I will be sure to respond back as quickly as possible. I do get a couple emails in, so you probably won't get a response within the first hour, but just be patient and bear with us, and we will get right back to you.
Thank you, Ms. Thomas. Thank you for coming on. We'll see you at the Mega Casting, and we, you know, wish nothing but success for Yazzy Nicole Talent Management. And like I said, we'll see you at the Mega Casting.
Thank you, Shalakimi. And again, I always want to thank you for having me on again. And I definitely can't wait to see you guys there.
Okay, you're welcome. And thank you for coming on and sharing with us.
Thank you. You guys have a great night.
You too. Thanks. You are tuned in to Shots Fire Talk Show with your girl, Shalakimia, and we were just speaking to Ms. Diane Thomas with Yazzy Nicole Talent Management. And so far, y'all have heard from Ms. Tammy from VA Models, Diane Thomas from Yazzy Nicole Talent Management, and me, your girl, Shalakimia from Queen of the Curves. And we'll all be at the Mega Casting. Our next special guest we have is Miss Tawana Jones from Brilliantly Beautiful Women, and wait till y'all know what she's casting for. Hello, Miss Jones, are you there with us?
I am. How are you?
Hi, I'm awesome, and thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you for having me on this awesome show.
You're welcome, and you know, we just want to apologize for oh my goodness, that was so crazy. Like,
that's all right.
The guest,
I thought
my phone
was being a little ratchet. That's all right.
No, people just start popping in the queue and it froze me. And I'm like, oh my gosh, you know, it wasn't nothing I could do. But I'm just glad everybody stayed on and the listeners were still on. It took maybe like 5 minutes and the listeners were still on. So
I was one of them.
So shout out to the listeners and thank you so, so much. We're not mad that y'all all jumped on the line at the same time. We love it. We appreciate the support. But I'm excited for you to tell them about what you're casting for. So tell them a little bit about your company and what you're casting for.
Okay, well, we are Brilliantly Beautiful Women. We are based out of Newport News, Virginia. Yes, we are bringing the love back to Newport News. You're not forgotten. This year, we are casting for a documentary that I will be putting together for women between the ages of 13 and 40. And this documentary is not scripted in no way. It is all about feeling and your comfortableness with speaking about your life experiences. We will be asking some questions, so we don't need anybody that's scared. We need people that's going to be honest and that's going to be willing to share their stories with people honestly, because we have to remember there's always somebody out there that can relate, no matter how little or how big we think it is. Somebody out there can relate. You can be the voice for somebody. So this documentary is going to be a tell-all, feel-all. It's going to be 100% honesty. Like I said, no scripting, no nothing.
Oh wow. And what kind of topic are you looking for? Like,
well, we're gonna be
when you're
speaking
casting.
About various, we're going to be speaking about various topics, some of which may put some people out of their comfort zone, but that's why I said we don't want anybody that's very reserved and then a scared. We need you to be upfront. We're going to talk about sex. We're going to talk about your communities. We're going to talk about growing up, your trials that you've experienced growing up. No matter if it was good or bad, somebody wants to hear it. Somebody's been through it. We're even going to touch on politics because, yes, ladies, we're going to put your brains to work and we're going to see how much you are paying attention to your environment, to your community, because this is important. So we need y'all to be on your A game. But that's just a little bit of what we're going to ask you. We're going to dig deep into this. We're really going to dig deep. And we're going to shoot this from a sisterhood standpoint. Not a media needs to know from a sisterhood. This is going to be from a sister to a sister. Like I said, between the ages of 13 and 40. So you'll have different ranges and different life trials and different aspects. So it's going to relate to everybody.
Oh, wow. We just got, I don't mean to cut you off, we just got 20 more registrations. We just got 20 more registrations for the mega casting. I'll get back to that in 1 minute.
Can I say something right quick? I'm sorry. I need Virginia to show up. We are always talking about we don't have anything here. We do, but you guys have to show up. You have to put your faces up front in order to be seen. You can't always sit behind and say, well, we don't have this, we don't have this. We do have it. You just don't want to show up. So let's show up, Virginia, and let's show out.
Absolutely, because I mean, the proof is right here on this show that, you know, Virginia definitely has it. You and, you know, Miss Tammy with VA Models. I mean, two powerful brands down there.
Absolutely.
You know,
right here in your home
that are
field.
Ready to go hard. And, you know, so many people, you know, promoting this event, they're like, wow, we didn't even know about this. Like, nothing comes in Newport News. Like, you know, people were excited. So
exactly.
I hope the 500-something, you know, registrations, I hope they all show up, you know,
exactly.
And show that support so we can continue to network down there. There's so much hidden talent in Virginia.
Right, it is.
And the reason...
Right.
The reason that I picked there is because I studied where, you know, the mainstream casting directors go.
Mm-hmm.
Not
right
I didn't
here
see,
on VA soil.
I didn't see one list that said Virginia. I didn't see one list that said Newport News. I didn't see one list that said Polk.
And you're never
it
going
might
to
be out there.
People...
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
No, but you're never going to because people fear places like Newport News, Virginia. Why? Because we're a hidden gem. There's so much talent out here, it's ridiculous. We have these young cats out here with a lot of VA talents, but none of these VA stars are putting anything back in to their own communities, so it's no gateway for these guys. So they're stuck with just recording in the studios that's in their homeboy closet. They're stuck sitting on all this talent, and they don't have a way to get it out there. So now here's your chance. Dude, as many of y'all be at the 7-Eleven selling them DVDs, I know I better see y'all there. That's all I got to say.
Right. Absolutely. You know, and that was, like, my thing is always, you know, the aspiring talent. And like I said, maybe some casting people came to Newport News or you know, came to Virginia, and I just didn't know. But I studied a lot of mainstream shows and their schedules, and I never once seen Virginia on there. I seen New York.
I mean, I'm right here,
Atlanta,
and I didn't know.
I seen California. I seen all of them. I did not see Newport News. So that was, you know, why, you know, I wanted to come there, you know. And my thing out of this is, yes, this is a casting call, but this is an opportunity for Virginia to network with Virginia. I'm pretty
exactly.
sure there's going to be people there. There's going to be different artists that could be there that can collab on a track. You know what I mean?
Yep.
That
different producers, beat makers. Yes.
Right. You know, so many people told me they were going to come through, you know, to not even, you know, just cast, but to network. And, you know, like I always tell people, and I just, you know, was telling somebody this other day, I said, my platforms are always going to be open to aspiring individuals. That's what I wrote Queen of the Curse reality show about. My reality show reaches to every single industry because I've worked and I've branded. I've branded and, you know, branded businesses and branded individuals in every single industry. So my show reaches to everybody. There's no one that hasn't come to me that I wasn't able to help them.
Right.
Do what they had to do. But I want to keep that platform the way it is because there's going to be more aspiring talent coming up.
Yeah,
you know?
You have to think about it. The big wigs, they take care of the big wigs. They're already on top, so they're trying to help each other grow there. Our problem is we're not on top and we're trying to get there, so let's bring our people with us. The ones
Absolutely.
That matter right now, let's bring them with us. Let's leave nobody behind. It's enough out here for everybody to get it. It really, truly
Absolutely.
Is. It's enough out here for everybody to get it, but you got to take that selfishness out of it and put that selflessness in it.
Right. And, you know, what I want to see, you know, when Miss Tammy was on her talking about VA models in the boot camp, you know, and designer of the year, and, you know, her fashion show she got coming up. You know, she's somebody that I definitely want to see her boot camp in every state.
Absolutely.
And
I
speak that into
existence.
Yes, every single state. If not every single state, but a lot, you know, a lot spread out so people from the surrounding areas can make it to her boot camps.
I could see it leading up to the next full-figure fashion week because, as you stated, it's everywhere now.
Right.
It's everywhere
right.
now. So the boot camps will be needed everywhere. Speak that into existence. It's happening. Amen.
Yes. Yes. I'm going to pray on that for her because that's what I want, you know, for her and for VA models. She's doing so many awesome things, and not just those awesome things. Me and her have had conversation, and you know the way you give back in the community through your organization, Tawana, she does the same things. Her models give back into the community. I've never seen that.
Right.
It may happen. I've never seen it. I've never
well,
seen models in community service.
Yeah, it's because at the end of the day, it's not just about us. You got to think about
right.
How many millionaires are there out here killing themselves, committing suicide daily?
Mm-hmm.
Money is not what makes you happy. That's not what's going to keep you sane. It's what you do with your life. When you leave this
right.
earth, you're not going to be remembered by your dollar signs. You're going to be remembered by your legacy. And your legacy is not just to make yourself a millionaire. Your legacy is to fulfill whatever needs to be done in your community with the millions.
Right. Absolutely. I just, you know, I really want to network with Virginia. You know, I hope all 500-something people come out. Because, you know, when Miss Tammy, you know, starts her VA Model Fashion Week, I want people
mm-hmm.
to support her hard. You know, the things
yes.
that you're doing, I want people to support you hard. Like, I want to see your documentary on TV.
Absolutely.
That's what I want to see. I want to see your documentary on TV. I want it to be 20-plus seasons of it. I want to
right.
see Queen of the Curves on TV, 20-plus seasons of it.
And see, what people
you know.
Need to realize about these documentaries, a lot of them are not actual documentaries, excuse me. A lot of them are actually scripted and edited in some form of way. So it's not really a tell-all 100% truth documentary, and that's what we are giving you. Like I said, this is something that is going to relate everybody. Mm-hmm. Everybody has a story. Everybody has a foundation. There's young girls that want to know stuff. The older ladies that's going to be in this documentary will be the foundation for these young girls. They will be the ladder. They will tell their stories, and these young girls will look, and they'll be like, that's the same thing I'm going through now, and if she can make it, so can I. This documentary is to make warriors out of our young girls.
Mm-hmm.
That's what Brilliantly Beautiful Women is. We are trying to make warriors out of our young girls, because at the end of the day, when we instill higher expectations out of our young women, they will instill it into our young men. Once our young men grow up, they will instill it into their seed. It's all about the foundation, and we're building it from the ground up.
Right, and, you know, not us just coming together to do this mega casting. You know, there's so many ways that we will all be able to network and plant seeds in each other. That's the awesome thing, you know, about this. Hold on 1 second. I want to see. Miss Tammy, you still with us? Miss Tammy?
I'm still here.
804.
You hear me?
Hey, I wanted to bring you in. I didn't want to just keep talking about you. I sent you a lot. I said, I don't want to just keep talking about it. I want to bring it to the conversation.
Absolutely.
So did you want to comment about anything we were saying? Did you want to...
I do agree. You know, we do complain a lot about not having certain things here in Virginia, and then when something does come to Virginia, we don't support it. So I would just say, you know, just keep support the things that you have here, and then you'll see more events that you have to grow.
Mm-hmm. Right. Absolutely. So, you know, like I was saying, I hope everybody that, you know, registered definitely, you know, comes out to support.
Absolutely.
You know,
we need everybody to show up.
Right. You know, because there's some awesome opportunities, you know, and I see us all going very, very far. Very far. And I think we have the tools. You know, I think that we're all offering, you know, things that people need. And another thing I'm going to put out there is that there's not a lot of people like us that will stop and help other people.
Oh, absolutely
not. That's not happening. That's not happening. People are worried about themselves and moving forward. So, you know, I just salute everybody, you know, you, Tammy, you, Tawana, and Diane, you know, that, you know, y'all have platforms that are to help other people.
Absolutely. Well, thank you, as always, my sister, for just being an inspiration, as you've been since day one.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you so much. And Tawan, I just want to kind of end with you, you know, telling everybody how they can find you on social media.
Right. Well, you can find us on Facebook at Brilliantly Beautiful Women. We're on Twitter. Just got on Twitter up and running. Yay. W_fearless. Please go to our website, www.brilliantlybeautifulwomen.com, and sign that guest book, ladies. Sign that guest book. Every week we will be highlighting another brilliantly beautiful woman. And it's just a woman that's inspiration in some sort of way in her community, or a woman who has fought for thought and has triumphantly won whatever she was going through. We're just going to highlight a real woman every week, so make sure you sign. Leave your information at info@brilliantlybeautifulwomen.com. See, I was still to that Queen of the Curves. That's loyalty right
there.
Hold
on. Just to let everybody know, Tawana used to be president of Queen of the Curves, so that's why she did that show. Yes, Tawana started with us. and we miss
and him. I'm still saying it.
Yes, I tell people all the time, you know, that, you know, I'm excited, you know, when people work with me and then they branch out to do their own thing. I'm excited, and, you know, I encourage that, you know, because I feel like I'm a boss, and I want everybody around me to be bosses too, you know?
Yeah, and that says a lot about you and your character. So, again, we thank you. That really says a lot.
You're welcome. Tammy, any closing, any last remarks, anything you want to wrap up and say?
I hope to see everybody who registered out to the MegaCasting. Tell your friends and family about MegaCasting. Everybody has a dream. So, you know, it seems like no matter what industry you're in, there's someone at this casting that can help you move your career forward. So, anyone who's serious about moving their career forward, no matter what their career goals are, you know, have them come out to the Mega Casting. It's going to be a great networking place for networking. Make sure you bring business cards. Make sure you're on your A game. And we're definitely looking forward to seeing everybody out there.
Thank you, Tammy, so much. And again, we'll see you at the Mega Casting.
All right, y'all have a good night.
You too. Okay, Tawana, any last remarks, anything as we wrap up?
No, just as Tammy said, just everybody, just please come out, bring your talent, bring your A games. As you've heard that said all night, and we mean that, bring that A game. Don't come in there with no funky breath. Make sure you strike. That's all I got to say. I love y'all. Y'all know I do. So I'm going to tell y'all the truth. Make sure you straight. And enjoy at the same time.
Absolutely. And thank you, Tawana, for coming on and sharing with us.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I'm going to enjoy the rest of the show.
Okay. Have a good evening.
You too.
Bye-bye. Bye. For people that just tuned in, this is Shots Fire Talk Show with your girl, Shala Kimia, and we were covering the Mega Casting, and we had all four powerful brands on tonight, VA Models, Brilliantly Beautiful Women, Yazzie Nicole Talent Company, Queen of the Curves. We'll all be at the casting February 28th at the Days in Newport News. And we hope to see everybody there. You never know what opportunity could come about for you. Don't miss out. And we're going to close tonight with a song by Standing Cannon, No Flex Zone. Everybody have a good night and see you at the Mega Casting. Freeze on me again. Okay. Okay, everybody, the music wants to act crazy tonight, so we're just going to close out for tonight. Like I said, thank you to all our special guests that came on tonight, and we'll see everybody at the Mega Casting on the 28th. Thank you. Love you all, and be blessed.